Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting second. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting third. The shortstop, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Steve Whitaker. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, John Miller. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Ferraro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Peterson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Fritz Peterson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting second. The third baseman, Dick Kenworthy. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Hicks. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marv Steele. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball four. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hegan. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Elia applying the tag. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks takes first base on ball four. Kenworthy moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Agee for the out. Kenworthy moves to third. Hicks moves to second. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pepitone moves to third. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pepitone scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steele fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a pop-up towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele takes first base on ball 4. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Peterson reaches second base with a double. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steele scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards the mound. Horlan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Whitaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hicks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steele fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pepitone. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Pepitone steals second. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steele scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Bryan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pepitone scores. It's 2-0, Yankees. John Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan juggles the ball. That's an error on Hegan. AG moves to third. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mercer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. AG scores. Berry moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1, Yankees. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0 for 1 in the game. Elia hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Steil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steil is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Steil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferraro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ken Worthy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Peterson hits a pop-up towards short. Elia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hicks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clark for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bradford moves to third. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mercer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bradford scores. Kenworthy moves to second. It's Yankees, 2, White Sox, 2. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mercer. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Elia applying the tag. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bryan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0-for-2 in the game. Elia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Steele hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Elia moves to second. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-2 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Peterson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horlan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. John Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0-for-2 in the game. Ferraro hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Peterson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peterson moves to second. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Peterson moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hicks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mercer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mercer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hicks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Jim Hicks. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pepitone. Agee reaches second base with a double. McCraw moves to third. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry is walked intentionally. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. McCraw scores. AG moves to third. Berry moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Deacon Jones pinch hits for Lee Elia. Dooley Womack now pitching. Deacon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Womack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Jerry Adair now playing shortstop. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bryan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Steele hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Womack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0 for 3 in the game. Horland strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Bradford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Don Buford now playing third base. Al Weiss now playing second base. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0 for 3 in the game. Ferraro is hit by the pitch. Bobby Richardson pinch runs for Mike Ferraro. Roy White pinch hits for Dooley Womack. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richardson moves to second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hegan bunts towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Weiss covering, for the out. Richardson moves to third. White moves to second. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw juggles the ball. That's an error on McCraw. Richardson scores. It's Yankees, 3, White Sox, 3. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mercer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White scores. Clark moves to second. It's 4-3, Yankees. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clark scores. Mercer moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Yankees. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brian hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Richardson now playing third base. Ruben Amaro now playing shortstop. Jim Bouton now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Bouton covering, for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bouton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. AG hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.